Hey guys, it's me, CTG Arya, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is episode 8 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. In case you are new here, Cool Trans Girl is essentially my love letter to trans women. Essentially, I am creating the content I wish I had access to earlier in my transition, focusing on health, wellness, spirituality, healing through community, and highlighting excellence within the trans community. So a couple of things before we get into today's episode, which is going to be a very vulnerable episode for me. I am not going to lie. I feel very nervous about talking about what I'm about to talk about. But yeah, before I jump into that, I just want to let you guys know I have a weekly wellness newsletter that you guys should totally sign up for. Essentially, I send you guys a newsletter every week, which is an iconic quote, a weekly affirmation, a journal prompt, or something for you to think about, and then some words of affirmation. I feel like I'm missing one of my bullet points. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little bit scattered. But anyways, yeah, sign up for my weekly wellness newsletter. They're super kind. And last week's newsletter was Lady Gaga themed. So I always try to like make my newsletter iconic. Anyways, aside from the newsletter, I have two podcasts I want to talk about really quick. The first is one of my friend's podcasts, Ulani, from back home. She started a podcast called The Porch. So if you guys are like looking to start a new podcast around health and wellness, she is funny and she has a lot of great insight. You guys should totally check out The Porch. And I will link that below. You guys can give it a listen, give her 5 stars on Spotify. Would greatly appreciate that if you like it. And then I have 2 other friends who have a podcast. You guys, some of you may know this podcast actually, but Pioneers and Trailblazers, 2 of my coworkers and friends host that podcast, and they are literally 2 unhinged homosexuals that upload every week and just, you know, talk about their sex lives and drama, and it's key. So yeah, I would definitely give that one a listen to as well. But yeah, anyways, so today's episode. God, I wrote like notes to start, but part of me is just like, I don't even know where to begin. Part of me feels like I'm gonna burst into tears halfway through this episode, but I am going to try to not. But essentially, I have been working on getting my facial feminization surgery since March of last year. So quite literally for a year. So that's from the start of getting insurance to scheduling all my appointments to, you know, getting my letters and doing the consult and whatever. And it's taken me a year to get to this point. And this point being that after I got all my letters, I had the consultation, like I had everything that I needed to in order to get facial feminization surgery. And I assumed that I would get booked 2 months out. But when I called the office of Dr. James Bradley, I asked them about scheduling a surgery date, and they said, how's March 19th? And this was like a week ago. So quite literally, I found out a week ago that I would get FFS in 2 weeks, because the other option was to wait until June. And I am impatient. I wanted to heal through the spring. I want to be popping out in the summer, you know, because summer comes around and she belongs to the streets. You know, she's got her fresh face. She's got fresh hair. Roots did, like full fantasy. So, yeah, I decided that instead of waiting and probably being a lot more prepared, I would just fucking go for it and take March 19th, because I just, you know, there's this sense of urgency to get it done and over with. But it hasn't given me a lot of time to really process it or think about it, which is why I haven't really been posting on social media for the past like 4 to 5 days. So, and I feel guilty about that personally. Oh, God. I feel guilty. Sorry, I'm like about to cry. No, but I feel guilty about that because I really am just, I'm trying to, one, give back to my community. And the girls that message me, oh God, I'm sorry. And the girls that message me and just, you know, like some of you guys have said that I've been like a really great role model and that you love my content. And that just means like a lot to me. And it feels weird too. I'm not gonna lie. Just because I mean, I'm just like a hot mess. I have two jobs. I can barely like pay my bills and whatever, but my life is great and it's beautiful. And, you know, I'm happy to share my experiences with you girls. Because I wish I would have had, some of the, you know, the content that I'm making now. Just talking about like how hard it is mentally to transition sometimes and how lonely it feels. And I just, you know, want Cool Trans Girl. I want like Cool Trans Girl is like it, like you're a cool trans girl. Like I'm cool trans girl. Like we're all like cool trans girl. Like Cool Trans Girl is about like becoming the best version of yourself and going after everything you want in life and doing everything that you love and not feeling inhibited by your transness and empowering other trans people and relying more within our own community instead of relying on opportunities from cisgender people. Like we have the power to create our own excellence within the community and to support one another. And we don't have to have like all these, you know, cisgender connections or only, you know, secure like these deals from cis people. I don't know what I'm saying right now, but I'm just saying like we need to depend on each other. Just, you know, economically and financially and I mean just like supporting each other's businesses and all of that. But anyways, I digress. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. But yeah, anyways, thank you girls that have messaged me, that have told me how much this content resonates with you guys. Because it really does, it reminds me that I'm on the right track. And that to continue doing what I am doing with Cool Trans Girl, because like this is the beginning. This is the beginning of something fucking legendary. Like I have so many plans for Cool Trans Girl and just like so many ways I just want to take this brand to the next level. And it starts here and it starts with healing and it starts with focusing on ourselves and grounding ourselves as a community and just being there for one another. But yeah, so anyways, back to FFS. So I guess I kind of wanted to talk about just like the emotional turmoil that having this kind of surgery, I guess, is, or just like, you know, leading up to surgery. Like there's a lot of emotions that are kind of like racing through my brain right now and have made it hard for me to focus on other aspects of my life. And I think I've just really been struggling with my anxiety and with my lack of preparation. But I'm not gonna lie, I am the kind of person who leaps before they look. I kind of like, I'm just like, fuck it, and I'll do something. And every time it's like a fucking shit show and then it's over and I'm like fucking traumatized by the experience, but I learned something. So I'm hoping that hopefully this isn't too traumatizing, but I'm more excited than nervous. But anyways, so I'm getting facial feminization surgery in exactly 1 week from today, which is fucking terrifying, but also super exciting. Like I have, like I said before, I've been working on this surgery, getting this surgery for a year. And It's interesting because, like, throughout the year, I had just been, like, and even before then, just, like, super dysphoric and just, like, telling myself that I was ugly, which is so fucked up and so, like, such a horrible mindset to have. And it's not until, like, I started the healing process about, like, a year ago and started, you know, just becoming more comfortable in my own skin that my mindset, you know, began to change around my face. And I mean, like, yes, I would still get dysphoria. That would make me cry, especially after taking photos. I do not like taking photos. So that's one reason why I really want to get FFS, so I can, like, take photos and not be, like, sad about them. And also, just as a content creator, like, seeing my face on the internet sometimes is hard, and I have to, like, talk myself up and be like, you know, like, you look great, like, you look fine, like, don't worry. But I think it's just everything is kind of, you know, we hyper focus as trans women, we hyper focus on all of those things that make us, I guess, clocky, because we've been taught that clocky is bad, and we associate being clocked with, you know, just negative experiences, because, like, who likes being clocked? it's not fun, and it can put you, it can endanger us, and it like, stepping out as a trans person, as a visibly trans person, requires a degree of vulnerability. So every day that you are leaving your house as a visibly trans individual, you are being vulnerable with the world that cis people will never understand. So I want you to acknowledge that and not feel shitty about yourself because you feel uncomfortable going out sometimes and feeling seen. Like, you are being forced to be vulnerable every day, and that can be very hard and very challenging when it's just like, you just want to, you know, live your life without your transness affecting your daily interactions. So yeah, I felt like I had this mindset of, like, feeling bad about it for so long, of being like, why can't I just, like, accept myself, and why does it bother me so much that I, you know, look a certain way or whatever, and why can't I just accept it and just be, like, unapologetically, you know, transsexual and just, like, not give a fuck? But it, you know, it can wear on you. It wears on you over time, and yeah, so that's why I wanted to get facial feminization surgery, so that I can navigate my day-to-day life and just feel more confident and comfortable. Because with facial feminization surgery, like, I am not looking at this as necessarily, like, a cosmetic procedure. Like, I look at it as a corrective procedure before it is, like, cosmetic. And like, I mean that in the sense of, like, I want to look like the, you know, the cisgender version of Aria. And I mean, I'm not, like, I don't want to be cis, but, like, I want to pass easily. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting that. And that is not the standard of being a trans individual. Not all of us, you know, some of us feel more dysphoric about other things and, you know, or don't feel dysphoria about our faces at all. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that doesn't make you any less of a trans individual because you don't want to get facial feminization surgery or, you know, surgeries in general. But yeah, so anyways, let's get into the tea. So what am I doing? Because the girlies want to know the order of operations. So my doctor is Dr. James Bradley. He's in the Upper East Side. I found him, like, about a year ago, and I just, like, after seeing his before and after photos, I was like, you're the guy. Like, what I love about his aesthetics is that he very much knew how to feminize a face. I mean, duh. But, like, have it, like, still look like yourself. Like, the result being very natural, very just, you know, very feminine and beautiful and gorgeous, but just, like, enhancing your features that you already have. And when I talked with him on the phone the other day, just talking about what our goals were for the surgery and everything, he was just like, you know, I just want to enhance what's already there and just open everything up and just, you know, make you feel gorgeous. And I think we're going to get amazing results. And I feel very confident in my decision to get facial feminization surgery. But yeah, so what is she doing? She's adjusting the hairline. So that's happening. She's getting a brow shave and a brow lift. Because when I have like my resting face, it's very mask. It gives man. So I like raise my eyebrows when I talk a lot. Yeah, so after that, we're doing rhinoplasty. Nothing crazy. I just want to get a better side profile and get rid of my dorsal hump. No ski jump nose, although that is, like, super cute. That is just, like, I still want, you know, I like my nose. I just want to get rid of the dorsal hump and have a better side profile. And then we'll be doing a fat transfer to the lips. I think the upper lip specifically, and then the creme de la creme, the jaw shave, chin shave, that's all happening as well. Oh, and of course the Adam's apple, she's gotta go. she's gotta go. So she's getting the works done. And as exciting as it is, I am nervous as fuck because I know I am probably going to feel the most pain I have ever felt, the most pain and the most discomfort that I have ever felt physically in my entire life, because I have not had any other surgeries or traumas that I can even like compare it to. I mean, I had appendicitis when I was 13, but I really don't think that's the same thing, sister. I've been navigating my emotions and have been crying periodically. I'm not gonna lie. She's a little bit scared. She's a little bit nervy, but I know that at the end, like flash forward 3 months, I'm gonna be fine. But there is this idea of just like this very intense pain that we as trans women have to go through, that I am going to have to go through, that is like really scary. And just knowing that how vulnerable this is going to be and how I'm going to have to rely on people in my life to help take care of me for like a couple weeks is oh fuck, like a lot. Like that is a lot. And I haven't even like, I like vaguely have a plan put together, but like not really. So she's gonna start doing that today, because I really don't think I had an idea of like how debilitated you are after the surgery. Anyways, I'm checking back in with my notes. I had like an outline of what I was gonna do. but I'm kind of just like jumping all over the place. But so there's complicated feelings about it, just because it is your face. It's gonna hurt like a bitch. And also it's crazy, because after I got confirmation for the surgery, literally like at work these last like few days, I have been getting so many comments on people being like, oh my god, your face is so beautiful, oh my god, like you have the perfect bone structure, and just like all of this shit. And people would say it and I would like literally want to like burst into tears, just because it was I don't think that I'm ugly, and I do feel pretty, but there are like some male qualities about my face that I do not like. And so I guess navigating the psyche of like, you're like, I'm getting the surgery to affirm my gender, not because I think that I am ugly or whatever, but it is your face, and your face has been with you your whole life. Like every day when you've looked in the mirror, that is your face. Like, I know this sounds like dumb, but it's just like, you know, you saw your face grow and develop as a child, and you have features that, you know, you inherited from your mom and your dad and your, you know, family features and stuff. And I'm not trying to get like rid of all of those necessarily, but there's like, that's something that you see every day, and that's going to change, and change is scary, but ultimately it's for, you know, the greater good. And for just like affirming my gender, and I really need that in order to go forward. And this is just like the next phase of my transition, and I just feel like I feel ready for it, even though I feel ready and I don't. But it's like, when do you feel ready to get your forehead cut open and pulled down and have your bone literally sawed? Like, you're never gonna be like ready for that necessarily. So, yeah, so I'm feeling anxious about it just being an invasive procedure, about, you know, it just being my face in general. I'm also, like, not financially prepared necessarily, so I am gonna link a GoFundMe below. I am gonna try to take just a month and a half off, and I'm trying to raise money literally just to like pay my bills and get transportation to and from my appointments and for food and to get my hair put in back in, because I do have to get my hair taken out, and that is something that like I need my hair as like a transgender individual, so that is like what I am that is like what I am fundraising like money for. So anything helps if you can. If you can't donate, like, it would mean a lot to me if you could share, repost, or whatever, and give it as much as exposure as possible, because I am getting FFS done in a week and that rent's gotta be paid, sister. But I think I'll only need to, I think I have rent for next month, but yeah, I have rent for next month for sure, but I will need the following like rent for May. So yeah, if you could help sister out and repost that, it would be greatly appreciated. And then another thing is that like my family isn't here as well. Like I moved to New York. I moved away from home. My family is on the opposite side of the fucking country, like literally like Washington State, Tacoma, shout out Tacoma. And it just sucks that I can't just like be, you know, fucked up on Oxy, like at my dad's house or with my sister to take care of me, because that would just make me feel so much better. And I just, you know, I'm having to be vulnerable with other people I may not be like as close with, and that just feels really hard. And you know, I've also gotten emotional that like I'm not gonna wake up and my dad's not gonna be there, or my mom's not gonna be there, or my sister or my brother are not gonna be there. So that's something else that's complicated about it that I've been struggling with. But even with all of that anxiety that I am feeling, the idea and the thought of how it's going to feel after it's all said and done, like, I want to cry because I know it's going to bring me, like, tears of joy. Like, I think, like, after I'm unwrapped, like, I'm literally going to break down. Like, it, just after, like, seeing my results, because I've struggled with dysphoria about my face for quite a long time, like 2-3 years nonstop, even though it has gotten better, and I've like just like accepted some things, and you know, I feel good most of the time. But those moments of dysphoria can feel so low and so heartbreaking, and just to have somebody like take a photo of you and have it like not be a good photo of you, but it like, you know, you look at it and you literally want to like crawl in a hole and die. I just don't want to do that anymore. And I want to, you know, I really want to like pursue modeling. Sorry. And I want to be a Victoria's Secret angel. And I just want to feel pretty like all of the time. And I know that life, that the next phase of my life is on the other side of facial feminization surgery. So I'm really excited for it. And like I said before, It is a tunnel of pain that I'm going to have to go through. And I know so many other trans women have gone through it before me. And I know since they did it, I can do it. And that's something that has helped me as well. Like, I have been listening to other girls' experiences on YouTube. I watched Gia Gunn's post-FFS recovery video. You guys should totally check that out. I feel like it was a very real look into, you know, healing after FFS as a trans woman. And, like, it opened my eyes up, and it just, you know, like, that one was a really good one to watch. I will link that one below. And then not only that, but, like, asking questions, like, Googling, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how bad is it gonna hurt? I crawled Reddit, so many subreddits, like, subreddit, you know, transgender surgeries, that's a great one. I know all the girls have been on it. And reading those that have gone through the procedure helped me feel a little bit better. And then something else that, you know, like I said before, the other thing that's helped me just kind of, you know, navigate my fears is knowing that it's just going to feel like a huge weight is lifted off of my shoulders. And, I just feel like this surgery is coming at the time that I need it. I feel ready for it, even though I don't. Like, I don't, and I do, like I said before. But it's weird because, like, okay, so things moved very quickly, right? So on my birthday, February 20th, I got the call from the insurance company that said that they were going to cover the surgery, right? That's, you know, one. On my brother's birthday, which is 2 weeks later, March 4th, I call and I get my surgery set up for the 19th. So, like, that was, like, another coincidental birthday. And then on the 19th of March is coincidentally somebody else's birthday that I know, and then is also the day that this guy that I'm seeing is, like, coming back from his expedition, whatever. So it does just feel, like, really aligned. And I've been seeing the number 222 everywhere recently, and I don't know what that number means exactly, but I feel like it's, like, step two. Like, it's, like, it's the next step. If somebody knows what angel number 222 is specifically, because I feel like there's a million different interpretations of it online, I feel like it can mean whatever the fuck it means. But I do love, like, two is my favorite number because my birthday is 220. So seeing 222, like, it, like in all of these different aspects, like, literally every day I fucking see it, and maybe I'm looking for it, but it, to me, it affirms that I'm on the right path. So yeah. So yeah, I am excited. I am nervous. If you are, you know, if you are about to get the surgery, just know that I'm sure, like, that we all go through it. And, you know, maybe you're watching this episode, like, you know, months after I have gotten FFS, and I think it's going to be fucking insane to go back and listen to this episode and just, like, I can't even believe that this is happening, and I just feel so grateful for this opportunity, even though I'm fucking terrified. But I know it's going to be okay because the universe wants to see me happy, and I have so many loving and supportive people in my life, and I just know that everything's going to work out. Like, even if it's hard, it's all going to work out. Things are happening as they need to. Like, this is the plan. This is how it's supposed to go. And so if you're feeling nervous about that, just know that, like, you have people that are here to love and support you. And I went to a transgender support group yesterday, and it was just very affirming to listen to other people, other girls' experiences. And I asked so many questions about other girls, about their FFS, and, you know, they'd gone through it. They were fine. You know, even if it was uncomfortable for a lot of the time, like, they look great, and they're where they need to be. And I know that, like, it's crazy to think that, like, a month from now, like, my life is going to be completely different, or, like, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, like, I just am so excited to begin this next chapter of my life, and I feel so lucky to have you guys on this journey, and I am going to be sharing updates about my facial feminization surgery. Right now with Cool Trans Girl, like, obviously I am going to need to take some time to heal and go into my cocoon for a little bit. So there may not be as many like TikToks and reels, like, you know, I am going to be bedridden or focusing on healing and just, you know, sleeping and whatever I need to do, and just, I think, reconnecting with my community, because I am going to be relying on the support of a lot of trans women and a lot of my friends as well. And yeah, so I haven't really decided, like, what I do want to put out episodes still of the podcast. I still want to have you guys, I still want that to be like consistent. I still want to put out newsletters. So right now, the commitment that I can make to you right now is that you will still get a podcast episode every week, and you will still get the weekly wellness newsletter. Also, if any of you guys have signed up for the weekly wellness newsletter and have not received it, please DM me on Instagram. I don't know if there is a problem with my type form or whatever, but that is something I need to get to the bottom of. So let me know if you signed up for the weekly wellness newsletter and you did not get it. I will add you to the email list manually. But yeah, so that concludes the bit about FFS. I also want to take the time to acknowledge a recent loss in our community. CTG Stephanie passed a few days ago, and if any of you are the girls from the support group, Stephanie was, even though I didn't know her very closely, was just this radiant ball of sunshine and one of the most unhinged transsexuals I have ever met in my life. Like, she would just say things that were so insane and so out of pocket, and the shock value, I've never met anybody who could literally say something that would take, like, the words, like, take the breath away from me. But she was so funny, and she had the craziest fucking tits in the world, and she's fucking beautiful, and she's fucking crazy and lovely and amazing, and just, you know, was you know, such a light for the girls at group, even though I only met her, like, a few times. But yeah, so rest in power, CTG Stephanie. And yeah, I think that's where I'm going to leave this episode. I'm sorry if I was all over the place, and I know that this episode was a little bit emotional, but I appreciate you guys sticking around for the end of it. And yeah, 1 week from today, I will be in the OR with Dr. James Bradley. So wish me luck. If you can, please donate to my GoFundMe or share it. It would be greatly appreciated. Yeah, that's all for next time. XOXO. See you next Tuesday.